SRN News, I'm John Scott. Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris has picked a Midwest governor to be her running mate. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
After clinching her party's nomination in online delegate voting, Harris selected Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to join her on the ticket. He is a military veteran, a former member of Congress, and a champion for Democratic causes, including abortion rights. The Trump campaign quickly described Walz as a dangerously liberal extremist who pretends to support Americans in the heartland. Harris and Walz will make their first joint appearance at a campaign rally in Philadelphia late this afternoon. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Tropical Storm Debbie bombarding the southeastern U.S. Debbie made landfall on the Gulf Coast of Florida Monday as a Category 1 hurricane. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis says some areas can expect to see additional flooding.
Big impacts in Sarasota, Bradenton from flooding. That is still ongoing. We are going to see more flooding in northern Florida. These things take time as the water comes down. You're going to see these rivers rise. You're going to see the tributaries rise. That's just inevitable. How much? We'll see. But we are definitely prepared for that.
Record-setting rain from the storm that killed at least five people on Monday was causing flash flooding in areas of coastal Georgia and South Carolina. The fourth largest fire in California history continues to explode. The Park Fire in Northern California has burned over 414,000 acres. It's only 34% contained. The blaze has sent a plume of smoke up to 35,000 feet. Firefighters are enduring daytime high temperatures of over 100 degrees. The Dow ahead 719 points, the NASDAQ up 393. This is SRN News. A battle over religious expression at the Olympics.
Brazilian surfer Joe Chianca has been forced to remove an image of Christ from his surfboard because it violates the International Olympic Committee's ban on religious imagery. Critics point out that the Paris Games featured a parody of the Da Vinci Last Supper featuring drag queens, and the IOC didn't bat an eye. Meanwhile, a Brazilian skateboarder who won a medal used sign language to express her Christian faith on the podium. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana has some new pro-family laws, including some that had been blocked by former Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards. Now that Republican Jeff Landry has entered office, previously vetoed bills have been able to pass and become law. One of the new statutes in Louisiana broadly bars teachers from discussing so-called gender identity and sexual orientation in schools. This is SRN News. In Washington, D.C., the National Transportation Safety Board holding a two-day hearing into the blowout of a panel from the side of a Boeing 737 MAX airliner. It will hear from witnesses, including its own investigators, who have been looking into that January 5th accident that occurred during an Alaska Airlines flight. A new mom in Nashville has 911 to thank for walking her through a surprise at-home birth.
Emergency operator Caitlin Kramer got the frantic call on July 7th saying a woman was experiencing sudden labor. Kramer says her experience kicked in and she knew she had to help. She told bystanders what to do, and within moments she could hear the baby's wails over the phone. Kramer congratulated the mother and the people with her on a job well done. The joyful outcome was a highlight for the 911 operator, who says her job is often filled with sad and difficult calls. Keith Peters reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.